As you heard earlier in the program, President Obama and other world leaders discussed nuclear disarmament this morning at UN headquarters in New York. Now it's off to Pittsburgh and the G20 summit. The meeting gives leaders of the globe's 20 biggest economies a chance to focus on the global economy. For people and businesses in Pittsburgh, it's their moment in the international spotlight, as the world's Jason Margolis explains.
It's rare that cities get a chance like this. 20 of the most powerful leaders in the world in one place at one time, along with hundreds of support staff and thousands of reporters and camera people. It's a fleeting chance for local businesses to press as much flesh as is humanly possible.
I wouldn't call it pressure. It's a great opportunity.
That was the idea behind a trade expo organized by Pennsylvania State Representative Jake Wheatley. It was held in Pittsburgh's Hill District, about a mile and a half from the convention center where the G20 summit is taking place. Wheatley's assistant, Chuck Tyler, ran the show.
Major events of this magnitude are the Super Bowl champions, the Stanley Cup champions, but no, there's definitely a buzz throughout Pittsburgh.
The building where the Trade Expo was held is a community center. It normally hosts after-school programs for children, daycare, and services for seniors. Expo organizers rolled out the red carpet, a spread of chicken kebabs, meatballs, and cups of macaroni and cheese. 30 minutes into the two-hour event, nobody had touched the buffet. Tyler kept glancing towards the entrance as we spoke.
Worst case scenario would definitely be if we all just sat around and ate some great food and chit-chatted among ourselves. The average outcome would be more folks like yourself coming in here and talking to the exhibitors and getting their stories out that way. Optimum outcome would be a G20 country rep coming in, actually engaging with a business and saying, you know what, I need to take notes, I need to take your card. Your company should be able to do business with my country.
We are a company focused on medication security products. We have medication containers that are lockable.
Bud Latif laid out his merchandise on a table. His small company is called LockMed Medical Products. We chatted for close to 15 minutes. I wasn't taking him away from any potential customers. There were none. But Rina Lubalshi strolled over and joined us. She manages the International Trade Program with the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Her job is to help people like Latif grow their businesses. I asked her if the lack of visitors at the expo was disheartening.
Actually, it is. The reason I think with all the security, all the things, you know, probably logistically, make the organizer being a little more difficult. Because, you know, if you are not from Pittsburgh, it's pretty difficult. How did you find this place?
GPS.
Oh, GPS. Well, now, you brought GPS, but a lot of people probably didn't drive.
Nobody at the expo was expecting Angela Merkel or Nicolas Sarkozy to personally walk through the doors. But the lack of any foreign visitors couldn't help but breed some cynicism that big international conferences like the G20 take place in hermetically sealed convention centers. I spoke with one woman from a local chamber of commerce who asked not to be identified by name. She said she wasn't surprised nobody came. She asked me, what would you do if you were a foreign visitor with a couple of days in Pittsburgh? Go to a party thrown by the Brazilians or a trade expo in the poor part of town? I stayed the full 2 hours at the expo to see if anybody arrived. I started to feel as anxious as organizer Chuck Tyler looked, like we were somehow in this together. In the end, nobody showed up, and I was the only member of the media. I asked Tyler for his reaction.
I'm going to use President Obama's grading scale. This was an A-. We engaged small and medium enterprises. We allowed them to network. And we had great folks like you, so we did generate some type of external attraction to our events. And so, A-.
Or, as local businessman Fred Neumeyer said as he was packing up his display...
Yeah, there's always tomorrow, yeah.
For The World, I'm Jason Margolis in Pittsburgh.